Call the Thursday, May 3rd Plan Commission meeting in order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Is excused.
Assistant City Engineer Arnold?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B1 is approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of April 19th. Any additions or corrections?
Move approval.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C1 is public hearing on a plan development district number 29, Wellness Center, Markey Carstensen, Inc., ordinance terms and uses amendments for innovative health and fitness. Mr. Fuchs.
Public hearing notice.
Mm-hmm.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin conduct a public hearing on Thursday, May 3rd, 2018 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter. So it will be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Lumet Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Scott Cole, owner of Innovative Health and Fitness Building, LLC, applicant for approval of an ordinance to amend Section 50-30.0434 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District Number 29, Wellness Center, Markey Carstensen, Inc., for construction of a 25,500-square-foot field house building to allow additional uses as permitted uses, including but not limited to spa services, physician services, a full restaurant, child care, bar, etc., and to allow building setbacks of approximately 15 feet and 20 feet to the north and east property lines, respectively, for the property located at 8800 South 102nd Street.
We have a properly noticed public hearing. The staff has yet to complete their staff work on this. The applicant is here with his engineer, Mr. Deagle.
As you can see on the aerial photograph, see the existing building right where the mouse is. To the north of that building is part of the parking lot. This is where they want to build the field house, on that parking lot immediately north of the building. As the public hearing noticed or mentioned, not only do they wish to build that structure, they wish to add some additional uses to the Wellness Center itself. So it is a PDD amendment. It is a major PDD amendment because they're making changes to the use. And as the mayor mentioned, staff hasn't completed its review yet, so we're asking the table until the first meeting.
Nobody wants to leave because it's raining out. The applicant is here. Scott, do you want to say anything? Can you use the microphone and give us your name and address, please, for the record? And I know you weren't planning on it, so.
Scott Cole, address 76, address of myself for the business. I'll give it for my home, 7681 Windham Hills Parkway in Franklin. Again, this is a field house that we're looking to build here. Really, what we're going to mostly have in there is basketball, two basketball courts and then some turf area. We want to bring in some league play, some family type of activities, because our club right now is basically adults or a lot of adult activities. It'll be a separated building so that we can keep the children and the younger adult activities, the games and so on, separated from the club itself. And the additional things that we're looking at are not necessarily all things that we'll be putting into the club right away, but with the league play, there should be some demand for food and possibly beverage. But we wouldn't be doing that immediately. We'd do that over time. And the same thing with the child care would be something that we might want to add over time, but not necessarily immediately. The league play and the game play, the sports, I mean, that would be our main focus right now.
I will open the public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and speak your piece.
Good evening. My name is Daryl Lidke, and I live at 9957 West Margaret Lane, which is a property directly east, and I would be the one most affected by the building. There is a positive side to this, and that's getting rid of the garbage and the dumpsters. Every time we get a west wind, it blows into the conservancy, into the creek, and down the street. And I'm continually picking up stuff from my property. In a historical perspective, I think we have to go back a little bit. When the original Wellness Center was built, the approved plans were that the Wellness Center stay 75 feet away from the property line. That didn't happen. It's 60 feet away. They were to put up landscaping, including trees, between the building and the property line. That never happened. And matter of fact, when construction was completed, the silk screen was never removed from anywhere around the building. I believe that the planned construction is too close to the property line, and I'm going to be looking out at a big wall. I am now from my backyard, but I will from everywhere in my property. It's within 50 feet of a wetland, and it's directly adjacent to the conservancy, and they're going to have to remove old-growth oaks and a lot of limbs from the west side of those trees in order to construct this. Because the oaks are in the conservancy, I don't know if they have the permission from the city to cut those. There is a fire hydrant back in that corner, and I question as to what would happen if there'd ever be a fire in that facility, because they could not use the fire hydrant from the back to go through pedestrian doors. And I did hire a property appraiser. He came in, and he said that my property would be diminished by $30,000 if this goes up. Now, I've tried to be a good neighbor. I notified the fitness facility that people were stealing product at 3 o'clock in the morning through the rear doors, that someone had cut the lock on their shed. Twice I went over and talked to the manager and told her that trash was blowing down the street, keep the lids on the dumpsters closed. I placed a notice on the dumpsters about 3 weeks ago, keep the lids closed. It was torn off, and we've got more garbage blowing down the street all the time. So another thing is they're taking filter sand and dumping it adjacent to the parking lot on the edge of the property. And they did construction last summer in the, locker area. And all the refuse was just dumped on the property. And I can see that from my area. So I have photos of what the current building looks like from my property. Now you got to remember, the new building is going to be 40 feet closer. And it's just uninviting. I have a photo of the east side of the building where the landscaping was supposed to go in. Never happened. This was taken today, open dumpster. And behind it, you can see things hanging in the trees. This is what it looks like for my property with all the garbage. And it's hanging in the trees throughout. It's in the conservancy, which is on city property. It's in the creek, and that is a navigable waterway. And if I call EPA, they could be fined $10,000 for polluting a navigable waterway. And this is on my property. So this is a photo taken directly over the fire plug. They propose going within 10 feet of that, and it shows the limbs of the trees that are going to have to get cut.
Mr. Lidke, can you give that to staff, please?
That's all. Thank you for allowing me to talk.
Absolutely. Hi. Mr. Moker.
How are you?
I'm well.
Good evening.
Doug Moker, 9914 West Famous Margaret Lane. That street is a cul-de-sac now, if anyone knows that area. Will that structure be built and still remain a closed street?
Yes.
Is that okay? So there's no other. All right. I concur with the gentleman before me with the smell. I never made a big deal out of it. They also mentioned something about a future restaurant. Is that like an in-house health food? I don't know where they were going with that, because the letter here said, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that leaves the door wide open to, you know, any type of restaurant, which would be of issue with smell and more lights and where are the dumpsters going and all this stuff that doesn't get, may not get addressed at first, and then it's an issue once it's built. So my biggest concern myself, I'm just several houses to the east of him, was that road going through? No. And then the restaurant, what type of restaurant that is.
Mr. Cole, can you answer that?
It would be more of a, this is for when the kids come from Lake Place, so it would be more like sandwiches and...
Okay, no major grill, or French fries.
Yeah, my guys are, I'm okay. Making warm
yeah.
stuff.
Okay, okay. You know, just a little follow-up here. I've been out here just roughly 40 years now. My wife grew up there in that same house he's talking about. When things change and you progress with something, it's kind of a good thing, and I wish maybe Franklin would grow even a little more, but when it, you got to take things step by step. So you do see the concerns here with the people that actually live right there and look at it day in and day out. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Smoker. Mr. Fuchs, could you put up JSD's drawing C2O, please? That might be helpful for our conversation. Yep. Next one. There's one with the parking lot overlay. At least in our packet.
I think that might be, but it's darker because of the pixels.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Just for the neighbors, so you get a perspective, the building essentially overlays the parking lot. And, Nick, you can go ahead and zoom in a bit. There you go. So here's the parking lot. Goes down here. Goes around there for the turnaround. And this is the building pad. Thank you. Yes, ma'am, please.
Hi, I'm Kathy Richa, and I live 9956, right across the street from Darrell.
Right here.
And I think we all agree we don't necessarily want to stop or cause any issues, but you have to understand our concerns. First of all, it says that this is going to be a children or a family event or facility. And we've got a full restaurant going in, child care, and then we've got bar.
By bar, that means, again, if we move forward in the future, you could have beer, wine, served, but again, not as a bar. We're not there, you know, to help folks. So maybe after you have a basketball game, I picture a big basketball player, you know what I mean, maybe having canned beer or little bottles of wine or something like that. To be honest with you, again, we have no plan. We don't have a license for that. But the way this has to work is if I want to do this in the next 20 years, I have to put it in and out.
Okay. That's what I mean. I don't think we're trying. We don't want to stop this. Obviously, he owns the land. Our real concern is how close it is to residential property. Same thing. Daryl's real estate agent looked at my house, too, and said, it's gorgeous, it's beautiful, and right now you get this much for it, but if we have something like that in our, you know, that I look out my front window and that's what I see, it's not going to be desirable. The lights, we're a quiet neighborhood. We have not actually even had any lights in our neighborhood. Back, we used to have the Lover Lane right there because it was so dark. It's nice to have the lights there. It's nice to have the facility there.
How would you know that it was Lover's?
No. I lived there. I called the police. So it's not that we're trying to block it. We're not trying to stop anything. We're not trying to be angry neighbors or anything like that. What our biggest concern is how close that's coming to residential property, how close it's coming to the conservancy that actually puts a barrier between us and the rest of the world over there, because I'm sure that just north of there, I'm sure that that land's going to be developed someday, too. I'd sure like to see that conservancy stay, and I'd like to see anything that goes in there stay the 75 feet away from our properties. I don't think we're asking for anything unreasonable, just a little bit of room.
Just so all you understand, we hold these public hearings specifically for this reason.
Oh, I do understand that. So. I do. And that's why we're here, because we are concerned. I like the wellness. I mean, we could have worse things there. And we enjoy, and a lot of our neighbors all use the wellness center. But we're just concerned on how close it's coming to our homes. And we all have very large lots. We're all very quiet, and we've all lived there about 30 years. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Guys in the hall? Are you here for this matter? Okay. Anyone else for this matter? Okay, we're going to do a motion to postpone and continue the subject matter in public hearing to June 7th, 2018. Is there such a motion?
I think the public hearing still needs to be closed.
No, we're continuing it.
Oh, you're continuing.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So, Joel. Okay. So we're just holding it until the next meeting. Or June 7th. Okay. Thank you. That's all that's going to happen. We'll continue this public hearing on June 7th, at which point we'll have staff report, and we usually take action that evening to refer it to the Common Council. So June 7th is the next date. Okay, move on to item D1, Rainbow Child Care Center construction, a site plan application. This is in front of the Zilber Apartments on 27th Street. Mr. Dietl.
Thank you. As the mayor mentioned, this is a site plan.
Why don't you guys grab that microphone?
This is the Baker vacant parcel on 27th Street in front of, east of Zilber Apartments that are under construction. They are asking approval to construct on that 2-acre parcel as shown on the site plan map there, almost 11,000 square foot daycare center. You can see the building would be in the center. Some parking would be on the east, closer to 27th Street. Some would be on the north, closer to the new public road, Statesman Way. Stormwater pond for the apartments to the west, and then plat construction is to the south. Staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions. This is the 27th Street corridor. This is within the 27th Street design standards area. So there are higher elevated design standards. They are not meeting all those standards, so they do need some waivers. Staff is recommending approval of those waivers with conditions.
Scott? Thank you.
So after the applicant gives their introduction, I suspect we could just go to the resolution and then walk through those conditions.
Applicant, name and address, please.
My name is Tracy Brown. I'm an engineer with JSD Professional Services.
Welcome.
271 Meadowlark Court, Pewaukee.
I'm Nick Hillard. I'm here with Rainbow Child Care. I actually work very closely with the family who owns and operates the business.
Tell me your name again.
Nick Hillard.
Thanks,
and address is actually 500 North Dearborn, Chicago.
Thank you. Whomever.
I wasn't really prepared to do a whole lot of presenting. There were a number of variances or waivers that we were requesting. And in looking through here, one of them was the cross-access agreement, which I think the 814 is fine with providing. And we did provide that on our site plan and so forth. So we're prepared to go ahead with that. As far as benches and trash receptacles, I think 814 is the developer is
is okay with putting those in as well.
One thing I'd like to comment on the benches for you, we would ask that as we move forward in the process, that we keep those away from the playground area. We try to avoid anything that draws people to have the access of sitting in front of a playground, something just child safety in the world that we unfortunately live in.
Okay, let's do it this way. Since you guys don't have a presentation and we're going to do the issues, let's do the issues. What do you think? Any objections? All right. The first item is 15-3.0353B, site furnishings, which is waste baskets, bike racks, and benches. Mr. Deedle.
So, yes, staff would be recommending recommend approval of granting that waiver subject to that condition number 5 in the resolution.
And, okay.
And we do need 5 affirmative votes to pass.
Bear with us 1 second. We've got a motion and an ordinance, so I want to make sure that we're... That's the wrong one. Okay, so is there a motion to waive the required standards under 15-3.0353B pertaining to site furnishings? We know it as condition 5 of the ordinance.
Resolution,
excuse me. Actually, they said it was okay.
Right.
So is there a motion? Is there a motion to that effect? There's no motion to that effect. Motion.
No, there's no motion.
That dies.
Did you?
A second. Fowler did.
There was no motion.
There was no motion.
Oh, I thought there was a motion.
No one made the motion.
No. I'll so move.
Dave, why?
Don't we have to make a motion to approve?
That's what you want, right?
We want to grant the waiver. So you
want
to
grant the waiver. So
yes.
They said they were okay with providing benches and furnishings.
The way it was written in here, it was staff recommends the applicant submit a revised site plan that includes site furnishings such as benches and trash receptacles.
So with that condition, we have, if they forget to or they change their mind, we got the leverage to require it.
And we have added bike racks to our site plan.
Bike racks are part of the
site plan.
That, I can't tell you how that makes me happy.
All right.
Well, now so I'm suitably confused.
Well, now I understand. So,
Mr. Stinger,
is there a motion? Is there a second to the motion to approve this waiver?
Second.
Okay. The net effect of this waiver is to waive the standards.
With the condition. And the condition that says we're adding some stuff, yes.
Okay, so really, we're not waiving the requirement, we're modifying it. We're lightening up on it.
Yes.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Second one under issue is the required standards under 15-3.0353C.5 regarding pedestrian considerations. That included cross-access easement and...
This was the sidewalk.
I described the issue.
So the standards require pedestrian connectivity, sidewalks. They originally told us they did not want to provide a sidewalk, although the discussion primarily was, at that time, connecting to the sidewalk on 27th Street. I've talked to Oren subsequent to that, and I said I would accept a sidewalk to either 27th Street or to Statesman's Way.
Who's responsible for the sidewalk? That already exists.
That's correct.
All right, so really what we're asking them is to get to that.
Or to the sidewalk on Statesman's Ways. So yes, by that driveway, they put a little short segment of sidewalk, stripe across the driveway to get to it, and then stripe across the road to get to the sidewalk on the north.
May we show you what our plan is to accommodate this?
If I could just point
sure.
This is what I think we objected to going across. There's a big ditch through here. And then our culvert.
I would object to that as well.
So what we were thinking, and I like the idea of using the internals, having a crosswalk through here and then a short piece of sidewalk through this area right here, and then a crosswalk directly over State Street Way with signage alerting everybody that there's a crosswalk there.
That doesn't achieve the objective of getting to this sidewalk.
But there is a sidewalk on the north side of State Street. I think that's where the direction was, and then they can get over.
Sarah, can't do that.
And then I think that from the north side of Statesman Way, they can make their way over here and then make that crossing. So it's all about the pedestrian connectivity.